In five different states, Republicans have nominated a candidate who denies the 2020 election results to oversee voting. Arizona could become number six on Tuesday when Republicans there vote on who their nominee for Secretary of State will be. That has democracy experts sounding the alarm. NPR's Miles Parks covers voting. He's been monitoring these races all across the country. So, Miles, first off, remind us what the Secretary of State does and who wants that job in Arizona.
Sure. So, in most states, including Arizona, Secretary of State is the top voting official, and they have a key role in carrying out election laws and, crucially, certifying the election results. On Tuesday, in the Arizona primary, Republican voters will choose among four candidates, including two who either deny or question the legitimacy of the 2020 election results. Shauna Bolick is a state representative there who proposed a bill last year that would have allowed the legislature to overrule the will of the voters in choosing presidential electors. And then Mark Fincham, who is a member of the far-right group, the Oath Keepers, he's also running, and he previously introduced legislation there to decertify the 2020 election results in Arizona. He has the endorsement also, I should say, of former President Trump.
And what about the primaries that have already happened? Republicans in a number of states, I believe, have already nominated election deniers to those sorts of positions.
That's right. In five states, Alabama, Nevada, New Mexico, Indiana, and Michigan, election deniers are set to be on the ballot in November for positions that oversee voting. Some of those, I should note, are very key swing states looking ahead to 2024. All of this has election experts really terrified. I talked to Tammy Patrick, who's a former election official in Arizona and now a senior advisor at Democracy Fund. She told me this is a scary moment for democracies everywhere.
We're not just talking about the United States here. I talked to election officials all around the world, and they say to me things like, "We turn to you to set the standard and the bar. And if you're struggling after having been a democracy for hundreds of years, what hope do we have?"
We know from the past 2 years that people who believe the 2020 election was stolen use that false narrative to justify things like stripping back voting access and trying to question election protocols that don't actually have any problems with them. So it's obviously fair to wonder what kind of policies these sorts of people would implement should they be elected.
But I know election deniers aren't winning everywhere. In Georgia, incumbent Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger beat Jody Heiss, who was a Trump-endorsed election denier in the Republican primary there.
That's right. Election denial is not some sort of golden ticket in these Republican primaries. An organization called States United Action has been tracking these races and other positions that are involved in elections, like attorney general and governor races across the country. And they found that election deniers in Republican primaries are actually losing more often than they're winning, which does give voting experts some hope about the state of the Republican Party. But Joanna Lydgate, who runs States United, said even one of these deniers winning a Secretary of State race in November could present a big problem.
The truth is that a single election denier in a single state could throw our elections into chaos, could put our democracy at risk.
She said you only need to look at a state like Georgia in 2020 when former President Trump called then Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to try to get him to, quote, find votes to see just how disruptive it could be for our entire democratic system should one of these election deniers win.
NPR's Miles Parks. Miles, thanks.
Thank you so much.